Olá a todos, bem-vindos a mais um Martin Digest. Hoje, um dos melhores episódios deste podcast, Drayton Bird esteve em Portugal, falou connosco e vejam o que ele tem para dizer. Não sabem quem ele é? Fiquem por aí, eu digo já. Olá a todos, sejam então bem-vindos ao Martin Digest, é verdade, mais um episódio deste grande podcast e hoje com um dos melhores episódios, Drayton Bird, considerado como uma das 50 personalidades vivas, como um dos responsáveis do marketing atual, e sim, é verdade, ele esteve cá, fez uma entrevista connosco, mas antes de irmos já para a entrevista, APPM, TV, basta procurarem no Google, basta irem ao YouTube, estamos em todo lado. Não sabem quem ele é, portanto, Drayton Bird, um dos compinches de David Ogilvy, é verdade, ele trabalhou lado a lado com David Ogilvy e nos deixou grandes insights. Fiquem por aí e vejam a entrevista. Até já. Olá a todos, estamos aqui de volta à DDM, é verdade, e agora com não mais, não menos de que Drayton Bird, um dos grandes conhecidos e falados como uns 50 senhores do marketing atual de hoje em dia, em inglês. Now switching to English. So, first of all, Mr. Bird, I have to ask you, what's first, people's pockets or people's hearts?
People's hearts. I mean, it's very difficult. The heart is intricately linked to the wallet. But yeah. People. If you think about the way people spend money, it doesn't take you very long to realise that they spend money on some pretty crazy things. Take cars, for instance. Mm-hmm. People spend insane amounts of money on cars. Yeah? Why? Because of them, because it makes them feel good. It makes them feel better than the guy next door, you know. Yeah? So people, I think it's true to say that, I know it's true to say that people make their decisions for emotional reasons. There is a very good book which called Thinking Fast, Thinking Slow by a Nobel Prize winner. And I saw him speak in London about 6 weeks ago. And thinking fast and thinking slow are the two ways that we make decisions. We make quick decisions on emotional grounds, yeah, and then sometimes we make decisions having thought about them. But if you think about most of the things you do for emotional reasons, you know. The heart rules the head.
You told us a story of something that David Ogilvy told you, and which ended up being one of the three magic words. What was it, and what are the rest of the three magic words?
The word was charm. He took me out to dinner in Claridge's in London, and he had a very an interesting way of leaping from one subject to another. And he just turned to me and he said, do you know the secret of success in this business, Drayton? And I said, no, David, what is it? And he said, charm. And I can remember he used to tell me stories about how he had a client called Helena Rubinstein, who was very, very famous in the fashion industry, and how he used to go and sit on her bed and talk to her, because she was quite old, to sell the advertising to her. And he said to me, he said it always had to have her picture in it. You know? But it's no question, he was exceptionally charming. There's a very nice story about charm, about the two great English prime ministers of the 19th century. And a lady met Mr. Gladstone, and a friend said, so what was he like? And he said, oh, he made... You know, I thought he was marvellous. I thought he was fantastic, you know. And then she met Mr. Disraeli. What was Mr. Disraeli at? Oh, he made both of us feel fantastic. That's what charm is about. It's making you feel good, you know, yeah? And so that you're glad that you met somebody. And it's made your day.
I think that makes our day right now, having you here. it's true. It's you also have charm, of course.
I'm a phony.
Right, yeah.
Now, the two other things, which are actually quite, are linked to a degree. The other two things are surprise. Surprise is the thing that makes things stick in the mind. And I'll give you an example. I have several children, but my youngest one, who's now 18, but when she was about 5, she used to learn the alphabet on television, and she would watch, and they'd get A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. It should be Q. And I've remembered that ever since. And how did she learn the alphabet? Through repetition. It's the surprise that fixes something in your mind. When you go somewhere or something happens to you and something surprising happens, it fixes in the mind. And then the third thing is relevance, which is a rather boring word, but a very important one, because what people are saying when you communicate with them, and I'm not just talking about selling, I'm saying if I talk to you about anything, in it within you, automatically you are saying, so how does this relate to me? Because we're selfish animals, you know. What's in it for me? You know? So those are the three things that I think make a huge difference and the things that I'm always looking for.
One small tip that was really curious to see in your presentation was how to identify a good advertisement. Can you tell us?
Well, a good advertisement should instantly promise something that you want or show you how to avoid something you don't want. It should be, as far as possible, it should quantify. In other words, it shouldn't say, I'll make you rich. It should say, how much richer it will make me. And it should tell me how easy it is and how quick it is. And if you do all those things, you can't fail. But it all begins, any communication, actually, if you think about it, in life, you know, in this interview, this communication from your perception starts with, how do I begin? Yeah? Mm-hmm. And it's the same always, yeah? And it's the same in something that's written, it's the same in something that's filmed, anything like that. It's always about, how do I begin? How do I promise people something that they want? Or how can they escape something they don't want? I've spent years trying to define what marketing is as simply as possible, and I've got it down to, you have a problem, I can help, here's how, do this, yeah, and that's it, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
true, and it's totally true. Well, then one last question, word of advice for all the marketers that are seeing us through there, what would you say?
My word of advice to anybody in this business is very simple: study. One of the great problems with the marketing business is that it is a young business. I was talking to some lawyers a while ago, and I said, look, here is the steel of Hammurabi, who ruled Babylon 3,000-5,000 years ago, I can't remember. I said, ever since then, people have been codifying what constitutes the law. Marketing was first used as a word, as far as I know, in 1908. So this is something that where people they're making it up as they go along. And what is rather depressing is that they do not study even their own short history. There was a book I was offering today saying you can download this book, it's free, it was written in 1924. It's still the best book ever on the subject. Not a single person here had read of it. I don't think anybody had even heard of it. And I was lecturing about 3 or 4 weeks ago to some bright young students in London. Had they read it? No. So it's not Portugal, it's everywhere. And it's a great opportunity if you're going into marketing. What a marvelous thing. You're going into a business where people don't study, where half the people don't know what they're doing, and there's a lot of money in it. And it can be quite good fun too, as long as you avoid the meetings. Meeting, don't go to the meeting.
Well, Mr. Roon, thank you so much. And we'll have a link to that same book that you talked about at our website. Thank you so much. Goodbye.